Okay, gentlemen, that completes our agenda for the day. Mr. Lank, you have anything else for the good of the order?
Yes, please. Gene, did you get Marty's motion on the thing?
Yes.
Okay. So make sure I got it. One other thing. Trying to set up the agenda for next year.
Okay.
Okay. Which staff usually does it after the last few years.
Right.
We got into a situation in November of next year because Returns Day is the 4th, that's a Thursday. Veterans Day is the 11th, that's a Thursday. Thanksgiving is 25th, that's a Thursday. We ran out of Thursdays. So we either have one meeting in November or we have to switch to another day.
Well, about Wednesday.
You don't want...
That's right, you can't do Wednesday.
You don't want to meet on Returns Day Eve. I can guarantee you that one.
I can guarantee you that one. Well, we can all meet at my motor. We can do it. We can do, meet at my motor home.
We wouldn't have a motor. No. So my suggestion was there that we, and I asked Vince Earl about it, he hadn't had a chance to look it up, is that we could meet on the 10th, which is a Wednesday, be the second Wednesday, instead of the 11th, which is Veterans Day. People don't go off traveling. Typically, Veterans Day is still a work day for most people. Just
right.
Lucky County employees get a day off.
That's right.
And then we not have, and I throw that in, but we not have a special meeting on in November. That we have our special meeting on the 20th of October, which will be the third Wednesday, and then we hold it on the 1st of December, so that's only one extra week, and we're still getting it in.
Okay.
So we'd have 11 specials this year. Better for the purpose of what we're doing tonight.
Right.
And chances are, while we're catching up on our backlog, there may not be a need, you know, that great a need.
Wait a minute. So the November meetings will be what? The 10th?
November meeting would be the Wednesday the 10th and Thursday the 18th.
Okay.
No special.
No special. Okay.
And then we have the rest of the dates all fall in except for December. We would make it on the 1st, which is a Wednesday.
Right.
And the following January would come up as it came up, whatever.
So you, what are your December meetings going to be? The 1st?
Well, they come up because of the dates, the 9th, because of the spread between the weeks, the 18th, it's the 9th and the 16th, so it's 2 weeks back to back.
Okay.
I didn't try to put two the same week, because it just wouldn't be fair to anybody.
1st, 9th, and 16th.
Yeah, the 1st will be the special, and the 9th and 16th will be the regular.
Okay.
I think that's the only time. Everything else worked out to the 2nd and 4th. Thursdays and the third Wednesday, as we've been in general working out, except for April becomes the second Wednesday. July is the 14th, which is the second Wednesday. And I think everything else is the third Wednesday. That's the way we've been trying to schedule them anyway.
All right.
And I just wondered that November thing, kind of, if we don't have to have two meetings, we could not, we end up still having to have a special.
Right.
Just for, unless we don't get anything submitted, which that's never happened. That won't happen, will it, Shane?
No.
So are we still operating on the premise that we're not adding any additional meetings?
Well, the council didn't ask me again.
We're not going to add them, and you can't do it in November and December.
Yeah.
We know that.
But I suspect that, I've heard a little bit about that myself, and they
Well, they asked me, too.
Council has asked us.
I did show them that based on the number of applications that we still have pending, if we didn't have anything major that created a reduction in the number, then we could do this in about 8 months and be done. Based on what we've received.
Doing
two meetings a month with five or six. We've been adding those little ones that we just stick at the end.
Based on the current level.
Based on what we have in meetings in the queue.
They wanted us to do more than three meetings.
They wanted us to have three meetings a month for public hearings.
They wanted
to reduce the number down from 18 months.
That's right.
Right now I'm saying if somebody applied today, I can do it in a year.
Okay.
Or better. So I don't know what their magic number counts with. So the next time they ask you, see what their magic number is.
So we're still going to do three meetings a month. To two public hearing and one.
And one special. And what we've been doing, we haven't done it for the last month or 2 months because they expedited
right
hearings on us that we had to rehear. LT Associates.
Right.
Harbors or whatever it was.
Yeah.
So we, and they reduced the numbers that we could have taken care of if they had been left in the queue.
Right.
So what you would do is have two, and we're trying to still add an extra meeting if we can. Like the meeting I just did for the second meeting in December has got six public hearings. They're all conditional uses. But it didn't look like anything was super major.
Okay.
So let's put six. And a couple of times you've seen one lot subdivisions that we've added to the end. We're going to start going to two lot subdivisions and add them to the end and get six.
Okay.
We're not going to add anything that's major that would impact the time, try to keep the time the same.
Right.
But we're still getting rid of another here.
What's the strategy for ordinances and consideration of ordinances? Are there, does the council have anything in writing or what's the
rules? Everett talked to me about getting together and sitting down.
Yeah,
and going
we discussed the list. We've got, not drafts, but information provided to us by URDC for consideration that Rick had, and the council wasn't interested at the time it came in. We've had them for a year. The council wasn't interested at that time. We discussed this week the historic preservation, for first one to do that. That seemed to be fairly easy, but it's gotten a little complicated. They all do. That's the problem. So we're going to look at it, go down that list.
Are there any ordinances that you anticipate are going to be, you know, contentious or complicated?
Yeah, some of them could be.
I mean, should we probably start those complicated ones?
Up to council.
Council's got to introduce.
Council's got to start it.
They got to get drafted.
I mean, 30 years ago, the commission basically established ordinances and submitted them to council for consideration for introduction.
30 years ago? You remember way back then?
Yeah. And in the last, since the Stickles regime, I'll put it this way, since the Stickles regime, council took over. That's the easiest way to put it. Administration and council took over, and they basically did what they want to do, and they basically tell us what we should look at. Not tell us what to look at, but they provide the ordinance that we consider the public hearing.
Yeah.
And what they've been, we've convinced them that we need to see them preliminarily so we can discuss them before they introduce them in case we see changes.
So what we're suggesting is that if there's going to be a third public hearing meeting, it would be for ordinances. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, unless it's only one and we can add something else.
Simple, yeah. Okay, well, that's all right.
The one thing that we can, this is just something you see automatically, they can create, the agriculture industry is listed, one of the listed ordinances. You can create an agriculture district as far as the ordinance, but you don't have to create the districts unless somebody applies for them.
Right, the AI, ag industrial.
Yeah, you just make it, so that's an available.
So you don't create a map.
Available, but
you make it available. And then the people, then they could decide the ones that have got the permanent easement, they should probably be just put right in there because they're permanent. The ones that are in districts shouldn't be unless they apply for it, because some of those folks are only going to sit in the district for 10 years before they drop out.
So in other words, you're creating the district, but you're not unilaterally rezoning anybody.
Yeah. That's right.
Right.
Well, we could do that.
One thing, two things actually come to mind. One is on the issue with the November meeting next year. That doesn't stop us. You can still do a consent agenda. If there's final site plans and time extensions, that's easy enough put on a regular meeting.
That.
You can do that. Anytime.
And if nothing else, you can add it to a regular agenda.
Right. The second thing is when in considering, you know, whether it's 8 months or a year, and whether we should speed up the process, how long does it take from the time that you apply to go through PLUS? I mean, because it doesn't matter if we're speeding it up, if we're having a hearing in front of when PLUS and everything else is coming back,
well,
you're not going to be able to act on it anyway. You know, it just seems like that ought to be thought about.
There's two things. If it's mandated that it has to go to PLUS,
right,
we just have to know that they've applied.
Right.
So they're going to be heard by PLUS within 30 days.
Is that how fast the...
So then 10 days to get a response, so 40 days. So we wouldn't be scheduled for a public hearing by then.
Okay.
Fairly consistently in the discussions that I've had with council folks, the magic number that I have heard is 4 to 6 months. That they feel that someone should be able to get through our process in 4 to 6 months.
They said six when we had that.
Yeah, that's right. I think
luncheon or workshop.
That's what I remember too.
I think that was, yeah.
I don't remember that changing either. But they don't. They just want to know what the status is of us catching up.
Yeah.
And I said, well, we're down to 8. We're up to. You can do it in 8 months.
We've made some good progress. I mean, I think we're going to be doing two public hearings and one special for a long time. I think all of next year, I'm sure.
Except for the two months
where we can't do it. But
I just wouldn't want to get in a situation where we're doing it in 6 months, but on everyone the record's being held open because there's something that still needs to be done.
Point well taken. Certainly there's no need for us to be doing that. But
and I don't know if that's the case.
But I don't think it is either. I think Plus is coming back.
I don't think the meeting I have in December that's got six conditional uses that I don't see any, I didn't see anything major there. You probably could act on that night, but you need to be prepared to act on something. But you can't make it appear that you prejudge something either.
Right, that's true.
You have to start making motions.
It's four of them are mine, aren't they?
Probably.
That Westward Pines and...
Yeah, it's weird. It's the way they come in sometimes, it all falls in one district. Most times it's Mike.
Mr. Robertson has gotten very...
I've rubbed off an ID once in a while, and it's a...
Very good at...
Somebody uses it, and that...
Some of these motions...
I keep thinking my borders keep changing. I think you change them, just stick them in mind.
We can, I tell you what, we can look at borders once we catch up. A little bit. We can look at them again.
After the hearing, if a commissioner passes a notice and says he'd like to have a motion...
She wants you to serve her whole area.
That's right. You should.
Her council person should serve the whole, her whole district.
What?
She wants her commission member to service her whole district.
Well, is there some suggestion that he's not?
No, he is. That's what I tried to explain to him. That the commissioner...
My lines are not her...
The commissioner...
None of our lines are...
I told him that the commission creates their own lines only for purpose of travel to make sure that somebody gets to see the site. If they can't all see, it's like...
Yeah.
The only reason that Rodney just south of the inlet...
I remember.
To where Westy goes was to keep him having to go all the way around the inland bay to get to the other side.
There you go. And, I think the commission is here to serve Sussex County.
And the other one was, I don't remember...
We all visit every site.
We all visit all.
The other one was that we didn't see a reason for two commission members to have to go down Broadkill Road. Because originally it was 16, and Mr. Allen was on one side. And Leighton on the other side.
That's right.
And they both had to go to Broadkill. Not that they wouldn't, but they had to.
Because we got that Savannah Road. Where you're on one side, I'm on the other.
Right.
Yeah, same basic.
Anything else for good of the order, gentlemen?
That's all I have.
All right, what do you got?
Just a reminder, I sent out a copy of an email I received about a public meeting tonight put on by the Nanticoke Watershed Alliance. It's being held tonight at 6:30 to 8:30 at the Boys and Girls Club in Seaford. I found them to be a useful resource in the past, and if you have a chance, stop on by. It's a public meeting.
Okay.
Right?
Okay. Adjourned. Peace and harmony prevail.